what you find in Southern Africa is countries that were run or led by liberation movements. And for most liberation movements, after 20 years, they start losing the sting. The young people begin to forget or not remember the role that were played by liberation movements that have become ruling parties. And the liberation movements are now judged according to their performance, and not so much about the struggle against colonialism. And Namibia has been, just like South Africa, they are the last of the remaining ruling parties that come from the liberation movement. SWAPO has been in power for 34 years, and Namibia seems to be also facing serious challenges, where young people who constitute more than 50% of the electorate are saying, yes, SWAPO has brought about independence, but SWAPO has not conducted itself very well. At the moment, just like in South Africa, SWAPO is battling with the triple challenges of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. So the young people are saying, despite being a party of liberation, it has not been a very good party of government. So for SWAPO, it is very concerned that the young people who now form the majority might vote for the opposition.
While that may be true, the addition of Ndetwa, the female candidate for SWAPO, could energize the young people.
Yes, but because she comes from SWAPO, I mean, there's a possibility that just because you have a possibility of a first female, there may be some people, including among young people, who are saying, men have tried and men have disappointed us. Maybe if we have a female president, we might have a mother of the nation who might be more caring. But we also have young people who are saying, maybe we need a different party, and that party is not SWAPO.
Talking about the decline of the political parties that brought the countries to independence, is it possible we could see a replay of what happened in Mozambique?
Yeah, you could see that possibility. But the difference between SWAPO or Namibia and Mozambique is that, unlike SWAPO or Namibia, in Mozambique, we've always had ongoing civil strife. Mozambique has never known peace. And this is why Namibia will be slightly different, because you've not had very strong armed combatants belonging to an opposition party. So one hopes that SWAPO or Namibia, with its small population, violence can be contained more than you will have a case in Mozambique.